Republican leaders in their tax bill called the Tax Cuts and Job Act. Here's how the new tax bill is currently proposed. It's suspected to impact your taxes. Now, these are just ideas being kicked around in Congress, but you know, until it's a done deal, we don't know what's going to happen. Common question is the effective date. Most likely, it will not be until 2018 taxes. So, yes, I think we're good for 2017 if some of these things you are not favorable to. So, proposed tax rates. The bill proposes for four tax rates, not three as been anticipated. So 12%, 25%, 35%, and 39.6, which will be the index of for inflation. 12%, 0 to 45,000 for individuals, 90,000 for married taxpayers. 25%, 45,000, $1, up to 200,000 for individuals, and 260,000 for married taxpayers. 35% tax bracket, 200,000, $1, up to 500,000 for individuals, and $1 million for married taxpayers. And then the highest tax bracket, 39.6, $500,000, $1, plus for individuals, $1 million, $1 for married taxpayers. Now, we currently have seven tax brackets, 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6%. So that would be the difference. Now, standard deduction. Standard deduction would double to $12,000 for individuals, $18,300 for head of household, and $24,400 for married couples. Additional standard deduction and personal exemptions, those would be consolidated into the larger standard deduction and will disappear. Now, what about selling your home and the tax benefit? Depending on how long you plan on staying, the 2 of 5 rule that excluded up to $250,000, $500,000 for married taxpayers in capital gains from the sale of your home would change to a 5-8. That means that you must have owned and resided in the house for at least 5 years and the last 8 years in order to qualify for the exclusion. Additionally, the rule would limit the use of exclusion to one sale every 5 years instead of the one sale every 2 years. Now, what about the state and local income tax deductions? This would be gone. The proposal would eliminate the state and local income tax deduction. Now, what about mortgage interest rate deduction? This is my arena and for the arena of the real estate professionals that I have here. I thought it was going to be a little bit worse than what it was. So the current mortgages could be grandfathered in. So not so bad there. The question would be, how would that affect the inventory with people that are current tax deduction, interest write-off deduction where they're currently at, which is a maximum of $1 million? Are they going to be excited to sell their home? So that would be the question there and how that's going to affect our inventory. Meaning that they would be affected for the mortgages, houses in the new would be capped at $500,000. So what it looks like might happen if this passes is there'll still be an interest deduction, but it'll be capped at $500,000 instead of the current being capped at $1 million. Property tax deduction, it should remain in place, but capped at $10,000 under the proposal. This was originally stated at the elimination, but back after the Republicans of high tax states made some noise and voted against the budget proposal. So we'll see what happens there. Charitable donation deduction, because this is my first thing. What are charitable donations going to go away? What are going to happen to all of our nonprofit organizations? And I'm really passionate about the homeless nonprofit. Well, nothing's going to change there. It would remain in place is what they're saying. So there'll also be a bonus. The mileage rate for charity will finally be indexed if for inflation. It's been 14 cents per mile since Clinton era. Other deductions, gone. The deductions for medical expenses have been eliminated, as for the deductions of student loan interest, tax preparation expenses, moving expenses, unreimbursed employee expenses, and alimony, done. What about child tax credit? The child tax credit would increase to $1,600 per child under 17, with an additional $300 credit for each parent as part of the consolidation family tax credit. The credit is currently at $1,000 and is refundable. What about adoption tax credit? This would disappear. Other credits that disappear, including the lifetime learning credit, work opportunity credit, and the employer-provided child care credit, would be gone. Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, this would remain. 401k plan, what about that? There would be no changes to the tax brackets, breaks for the retirement accounts, including 401k and IRAs. Do you still have to pay Obama individual mandate? You would. It would still be in play. There are no specific health care related tax moves beyond yanking the medical extension expenses deductions in the bill. Alternative minimum tax, AMT. The AMT would be eliminated under the proposal. The AMT is secondary tax put in place from the 1960s to prevent the wealthy from artificially reducing their tax bill through the use of tax preference items. What about small business tax relief? It depends on the nature of the business. Under the proposal, businesses conducted on sole proprietor, partnerships, and S-corps would be taxed at the rate of 25%. However, businesses that offer professional services like doctors, lawyers, accountants, designers, and consultants would qualify for the reduced rate. Other business owners can choose to categorize 70% of their income as wages and pay the individual tax rate, and 30% as the business income, taxable at 25%, or fix the ratio of wage income to business income based on a capital investment. So some options there. What about corporate tax relief? Corporations do not pass through their income pay tax on profits at the corporate level. The bill lowers the corporate tax to 20%. Municipal corporations, some companies like Apple and stockpiling assets overseeing and bringing the funds over to the U.S. would be taxable. The bill would impose one-time tax on 12% accumulated offshore earnings. And then federal estate tax, the exemption amount with a double to $11 million per person. Currently, the federal estate is imposed on estates which exceed $5.4 million. Or nearly $11 million per couple. The federal estate tax will completely disappear after 2024. The setup and basis will remain in place. So again, these are just ideas being kicked around in Congress, but we'll have to wait and see. Really the idea behind this, you're going to feel good about some of it, not feel good about some of it, but the idea behind it and the why is to really strengthen our economy. So if that does get accomplished, it is all a good thing. If not, I'll have to bring that up on another Money Chat. So coming up next in the Money Hour, what is real estate in the current and forecast for 2018? Rosemary West with Avenue Properties, luxury real estate right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.